We decided on our own, just for our own kicks, to get in the studio and just try to record some. Just something cool to do or something to collaborate on. And
somehow it got us a record deal.
After living separate musical lives for years, Chris and Oliver Wood tested out working as a duo. So album one was New Territory, and album two finds the Wood Brothers hitting their stride. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Calling Chris Wood a jazz player and Oliver Wood a blues man is somewhat accurate, given that Chris holds down the low end in Medeski, Martin & Wood, and Oliver founded the Atlanta-based King Johnson. But each is an accomplished musician and songwriter beyond those bands, and the crossover is where the Wood Brothers shine. Ways Not to Lose, from 2006, was an early merging of their two styles and a lesson in laid-back acoustic roots music. And after 2 years of gelling as bandmates and writers, the Wood Brothers returned with a new album, Loaded. The touring continued, too, and the Wood Brothers made one stop at the FUV Studios, talking with host Darren DeVivo about their musical growth starting all the way back at childhood.
So, growing up, did you guys listen to the same music? Were you inspired by the same people?
Well, yeah, I think so. You know, I was the younger brother, and Oliver was getting into vinyl, and, you know, we both were listening to all this great 60s rock and, you know, Hendrix and The Who and The Beatles and, you know, The Doors and things like that. And I think as definitely as Oliver got more interested in, you know, getting serious about music and started checking out these old blues records. And I remember he started buying all these cool old vinyl, you know, well, that days, you know, we took it for granted, but, you know, it was vinyl. And then, you know, listening to Muddy Waters and Lightning Hopkins and Jimmy Reed and, you know, all these great sort of classic blues guys. So, and that influenced me a lot.
Well, I know what it means to be twisted. I've been stuck in a carnival mirror. One time my head was so low you could have kissed it. Without standing on your toes, my dear. My bed across the tracks without fear. Ain't it funny how a boy can be so reckless? Leave his life a broken toy, my dear.
When we did Ways Not to Lose, it's, you know, you're right. We really hadn't spent much time together, and we pretty much arranged for duo a collection of songs that Oliver had already written, and we wrote a couple new ones, and he had written a few new ones, you know. So it was all very quick, and we just had this cool brother connection, and it, you know, it felt good, but we didn't feel like a band yet. And I think now, since that record's come out, we've toured a lot and spent a lot more time together, and during that process, we've been writing together. So that's the kind of the big difference. You know, we've been able to really collaborate and write music together.
Whereas the first album was more Oliver songs?
Yeah, kind of. We were sort of in a position to make a record, and I had all these songs, and we hadn't really had a history together yet. And so now this is different. We've been collaborating for a couple of years, and so it feels like we've been evolving. And the first record, we were just getting warmed up, so we're on a roll now.
And you got a good mind to pray. They say some party's planned, but what if he's got slippery hands? It's a sad face you wear, like a burned out. Cause you missed those loving arms. You think a grown man would care about his bootlace undone, but you just missed those loving arms. Yeah, you missed those loving arms.
That's Chris and Oliver Wood of the Wood Brothers and Love in Arms, recorded live at FUV. Hear the full interview and more exclusive studio sessions in our online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.